Welcome, 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 and welcome. You're welcome to Life Harmony Challenge, your 10-day journey to life clarity and harmony. This is our introduction and welcome. I'm privileged to be your life coach. I'll be holding your hands high on this journey as we dive into stop and think, reflecting, asking, and brooding. With your commitment, you are assured of results as we get along. So let's get started. What better way can I welcome you than to share a part of my story with you? As they say, you cannot give what you do not have. So I've not always been this way, having it all clear and defined. I understand that it can be really difficult to live life with a destination in mind, especially when there are too many options, pressure from immediate needs, and no right information and guidance to hold one through. I face this uncertainty as well while concluding my bachelor's degree. Although I finished with a first class, I still wanted to know the distinction between pursuing ambition and vision. I found that ambition will only satisfy one's personal interest, but vision will do more. Vision will impact and influence more lives with the accruing income from doing the work I'm called to do. Prior to that time, I really felt overwhelmed to actually define what I really wanted. I didn't just want money to lead my decisions. I wanted to set out on a fulfilling foundation. Unfortunately, the schooling system doesn't prepare one enough for this aspect of life, knowing what to do and why. But I remember a particular day in school. I was walking into a lecture room with a friend by the name of Bodurin, and we walked along the corridor into the lecture room. Bodurin asked me a question that changed my entire life. I've asked him several years after if he remembered that scene, but he said no. I sense he was like an angel sent from God. So here was what he asked me. He said, "Abraham, is there more to your life than this?" You know, he was referring to the course of study we were studying in school. It was so shocking for me when I heard those words. Yes, I was very smart and brilliant, but imagine someone telling you, asking you something and you never knew what to say. That was what happened to me. Nobody had ever asked me that kind of question my entire life as at that time. That question got me worried all through that day. I decided to set out 3 days to think about it and pray about it. That was April 10, 11, and 12 in the year 2011. On the third day, being the 12th of April, in my search and inquiry, I had these words in my conscience. I'll tell you more about this. Your conscience is the voice of your spirit. I had these words. "I'm sending you to young people, instilling their heart the fear of God. Teach them my ways, bring them to my knowledge, establish my word in their lives, build youth development centers across the world." Over the years, I've summarized this purpose statement into one-line statement, which reads, "Raising young people, molding minds." This clarity has helped me in no small measure, as I'll share with you more as we go along. It has brought me out of the crowd of confused young professionals. Knowing my destination in life through the discovery of my purpose has really helped in focusing my energy and creating harmony in other areas of my life, such as in my career, in my family life, my social life. It has helped me to overcome the distractions and comparisons that come from a low self-worth, especially in this age of social media where people run other people's race based on their online profile. Because of this, I've also been more intentional about life. I've been conscious, I've been very passionate and enthusiastic about life. I've said all of this to welcome you and to let you know that you are in the right place. In the course of these 10 days, I will hold your hands high along on this journey as I dispense the truth to you in sequence as I have found and I have used in finding clarity and growing in harmony. Indeed, not everyone is confused about life. Life Harmony Challenge is more about reflection, thinking, and actions. Please commit to taking all lessons in sequence. Don't miss any day. Work on all worksheets and resources. Turn in all assignments as required. And make these 10 days your own April 10, 11, and 12 like I had in 2011. I'm looking forward to your encounters and feedback. So to close today, here is your assignment. I want you to think about this question, the same question I was asked many years ago. Is there more to your life than this? Is there more to your life than where you are now? Is there more to your life than what you are doing? Share your response with me in your personal reply mail to me. And please note that this is part of your continuous assessment. Submission is on or before 9 p.m. West African time today. Expect the audio results for day one proper tomorrow, the journey to life harmony. Bye for now.